What's up, hustlers? Welcome back to the Lawn Hustle Podcast. The podcast built for the grinders, the go-getters, and everyone turning grass into growth. I am your host, Andy Wilson. I have 16 years of experience in the green industry. Today we're talking about something that every lawn care business owner faces, and that is rain days. Is rain on your schedule? Let's turn that rain into gain. Now I know when you wake up in the morning and it's pouring rain, you see your whole day's route being washed out. It's tempting to just throw in the towel. But rain doesn't have to stop your hustle. In fact, it can be the perfect chance to do some things that make your business stronger. So I'm going to break down 5 ways to turn a rain day into a win. Today we're talking about how to make a rain day work for you. Before we dive into the 5 things you can do to make a rain day a win, we want to hear a word from our sponsor, EarthaPro. EarthaPro is designed for the solo operator or the small business. They do the office work while you do the outside work. Let's listen to my sponsor.
Tired of chasing payments and losing track of jobs? EarthaPro back office software makes it simple for solo guys and small lawn care and landscaping crews. Schedule, invoice, and organize all in the same place. We also have a mobile app and integrate into QuickBooks. Sign up at EarthaPro.com with promo code TheLawnHustle11 for a $50 Amazon gift card, 10% off, and personalized onboarding. EarthaPro, you run the outside work, we run the office.
So we want to break down 5 things you can do to help you run your business smoother, more efficiently. Don't let a rain day ruin your day. Number 1, catch up on office work. We've heard a lot of people asking questions like, what is your why? Why did you start your lawn care business? Now, I know you didn't start your lawn care business to do paperwork. But paperwork is the backbone of running a smooth operation. A rain day is a perfect time to knock out some invoices. A perfect time to follow up on some estimates, return some phone calls, to get your schedule tight for the rest of the week. We've said it before, we'll say it again right here. If you can operate with route density, it will increase your bottom dollar because you will have less expenses when you travel less from job to job, neighborhood to neighborhood, running all over town to do your schedule. So work on tightening up your schedule. Do that on a rain day. The work you do behind the scene is what keeps those mowers turning profit. It what keeps you hustling when the sun is shining. Number two, get into maintenance mode. Not M-O-W-E-D, but M-O-D-E, maintenance mode. Let's be real. A mower with dull blades is like trying to shave with a butter knife. Use the downtime to sharpen blades, scrape decks, clean your equipment, change the oil, change the filters, do small repairs. Regular maintenance not only keeps your gear in top shape, but it prevents costly breakdowns in the middle of your busiest days. So put the rain day to work for you, because it's allowing you time to do the maintenance on all of your equipment. Number three, plan ahead and communicate. A rain delay doesn't just affect you, it affects your clients. Take a few minutes to send a text, make a phone call, send an email to your clients on that day's schedule. Mrs. Smith, hi, it's Andy with Professional Lawn Maintenance. It's raining today. We will be there tomorrow. We'll get you taken care of. I just wanted to give you an update on the plan. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day. When you take time to send a text or make a phone call or send an email, that builds trust. And it shows you are reliable, even when the weather is not. Plus, adjusting your route now can save you time and money later in the week. So spend a few minutes communicating and planning for tomorrow when the sun is shining. Now we're going to take a break and we're going to hear a word from the landscaping bookkeeper, Joey Coberly.
Did you know that bookkeeping is one of the first things you should outsource before scaling your company? Hey guys, it's Joey with the Landscaping Bookkeeper, and I wanted to personally invite you to join our group of more than 50 lawn care owners that have decided to track and learn their numbers. With the Landscaping Bookkeeper, you'll get monthly accountability and peace of mind knowing that your business is on the right track financially. You can book a call with us by going to thelandscapingbookkeeper.com and scheduling a 15-minute phone call. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Thanks.
So number four, level up your skills. Rain days are a great excuse to invest in yourself. I was recently on the Paul Jamison, the Green Industry podcast. We were talking about his new book, Level Up Your Money. It's a biblical approach. When I bought the book, I could not put it down. I finished the book in two sittings. The book is an easy read. It captivates you. It takes you in. The reason why I read good books, or I listen to good podcasts, or I invest in programs, is because I want to be better. And in my desire to be better, I realize you cannot allow a rain day to ruin your day. So I challenge you, invest in yourself. Go to Amazon, order Level Up Your Money by Paul Jamieson. If you haven't read his other books, order them likewise. You won't be sorry because you invest in yourself. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If I'm the smartest man in the room, I'm in the wrong room. Because I want to surround myself with men or women who are smarter than me, more successful than me, has a larger business than me. Because in the book, Level Up Your Money, it says you will become who you associate with. Their influence will rub off on you. Their habits, the things that they strive for, will become what you strive for. So take a minute to invest in yourself. Watch training videos. Read up on marketing strategies. Or brainstorm content ideas for your social media. Remember, when you get better, your business gets better. Can I say that again? When you get better, your business gets better. And to get better, I've got to learn to do the things that are going to make me better. Read good books. Listen to good podcasts. Go through some coaching. Have a mentor. Have someone that I can call, I can talk to. I can bounce ideas off of, or I can just break down and tell them how I'm feeling. We all need somebody. No man is an island. So I encourage you, find that somebody. Reach out to the Lawn Hustle Podcast. Reach out to Professional Lawn Maintenance on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, and YouTube. Send me an email. Send me a text. I'm here. Because I want to help you, because so many people has helped me. So you want to learn how to invest in yourself. Number five, rest without guilt. Have you ever sat down and started to rest, and all of a sudden you feel guilty because you're not out there doing something? It's okay to take a little bit of time on a rain day to just relax, because it renews you, it refreshes you, it makes you ready for when the sun is shining. Sometimes the best way to keep your business strong is to take care of yourself. If you're not well, your business will not be well. Use some downtime to recharge. Spend time with your family. If you have the opportunity on a rain day, take your wife to lunch. Just relax, hang out around the house. A rested business owner is sharper, faster, and better when the grind starts again. These are some things that you can do to make a rain day work for you. So next time it rains, don't see it as lost time. See it as an opportunity. Whether you're tightening up on your books, you're tuning the equipment, or you're learning something new, or you're just catching a break, you can still make progress when the mowers are parked. When the trimmers are not running, the blowers are on the shelf. In this episode, we have given you some ideas. Share them with a fellow lawn pro who hates rain days and remind them it's just part of the hustle. So remember, we are trying to learn how to take rain days and turn them into gains. Because rain days don't have to kill your grind. When it's raining, take advantage of the opportunity that you have been given to do something behind the scenes that will help your business be stronger and better. Until next time, keep grinding, keep growing, and remember, the grass will always be greener after the rain. I appreciate you listening to the show. If you find value in these episodes, visit us on Apple Podcast and leave us a 5-star rating and a nice review. If you listen on Spotify, you can leave a review under the show. I appreciate it. It sure would help to get my podcast out to more listeners, which would greatly help us. I appreciate it. Until we talk again, I hope you have a great week, and I hope you enjoy the grind.